I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative. Toronto City Council voted to end the city's mask mandate on March 21st. The same date, Ontario plans to lift the mandate as well. In the 24-1 decision, City Council voted in favor of ending its mask mandate. Toronto Medical Officer of Health, Dr. Eileen Davila, recommended that the city should allow its own masking bylaw to end as soon as the province amends its rules. Prior to the vote, Toronto's own masking bylaw was set to expire next month on April 8th. Known as Masking Bylaw 541-2020, the mandate was set in place during Toronto's first lockdown in spring 2020, when COVID-19 was declared a global pandemic by the World Health Organization. Davila says that Toronto's COVID-19 numbers have peaked and that the number of positive cases should decline. Further, the effects on the healthcare system should alleviate as well, including intensive care admissions.
We're seeing decreased hospitalizations related to COVID-19 infection and also seeing decreases in terms of ICU occupancy. So at this point in time, we are now in the roadmap exit step of the Reopening Ontario Act with all the progress that has been made at this point. And of course, we see that overall the context here in Toronto supports gradual reopening measures with all the success that we have had to date.
She attributes this to the city's continued efforts to vaccinate, its continued supply of vaccines, and the emerging treatments against the virus. Masks are still recommended in close in-person environments.
You've also seen that we have really excellent vaccination coverage. Add to this the tools that we have at our disposal at this point in time. We have safe and effective vaccines and in predictable supply, and as well, more and more new COVID-19 treatments, effective and safe new COVID-19 treatments also available.
Based on previous city measures in the last 2 years, Davila said that these bylaws and mandates can be adjusted based on emerging circumstances and unforeseen changes in the coming months.
I think it's perhaps worth reminding council that if the situation changes, right, I'm giving you advice today, but if the situation changes, as I've done many times over the course of this pandemic, I will, of course, advise the Board of Health, Council and Torontonians, and take actions in keeping with whatever the situation is that we see on the ground, and of course, in keeping with the best available science of the time. This is an obligation that I have undertaken to the city throughout the entire course of the pandemic, and that I have no intention of changing that on a go-forward basis. We will, myself or other city staff, depending on what the situation is, will continue to report to City Council as needed with recommendations if COVID-19 bylaws are required or if any other action is required to protect Torontonians and those who work or visit Toronto as well.
For the Toronto Transit Commission, it expects to not uplift its mask mandate until mid-April. Meaning transit riders on all buses and trains are expected to still wear masks on their commutes. Mask mandates are expected to be dropped by the Toronto District School Board as well. However, there has been a significant pushback from concerned parents and committees, saying that it is too early to end the bylaw. CGRU reached out to Director of Education Colleen Rawlings-Russell about the mandate and whether teachers and staff will continue to be given KN95 masks and face shields for in-person learning. No response was given at this time. More details to come. I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative.